Beginning Hot Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 25 of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where, yes, I am still fighting a sinus infection. Because sinus infections aren't really something that go away quickly. And unfortunately, this one is kicking my ass right now and has had me pretty much stuck on the couch all day. Yeah. I didn't even realize how bad my voice sounded until just now. Mostly because I haven't done a lot of talking today because it's mostly been sneezing and coughing and whatnot. And sniffling. And forgive me, it's probably going to end up being a lot of that that comes through if I can't catch it. And yawning. Because, yeah, this has just kicked my ass. I hate sinus infections. I hate sinus infections about as much as I hate broken ribs and other crap like that I've had to deal with fairly regularly. Because it just burns. Like, I can deal with bronchitis because it's just a cough and it hurts like hell. It's like my body aches and all that. But sinus infections just burn. They burn your nose, they burn your back, your throat, and your chest, and all the things, and it just leaves you weak. Sinus infections suck in the most all-around and all-encompassing sort of ways. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. This is just kind of what led me to what I'm talking about today, which is part of me being stuck at home with a sinus infection. I couldn't go to work today. I just couldn't. I probably have more energy right now in this very moment because I'm trying to keep my energy up for this than I have all day. And so as part of the whole I'm not going anywhere today, I'm parked on the couch, my wife decided she was going to download a couple of new games for the Switch, one of which we heard about very recently, the remake of The Oregon Trail. Yeah, that game. You know, died of dysentery. Everybody knows going the Oregon Trail and, you know, you're fording rivers and all that whole stuff. Traveling. I am so sorry. I'm just yawning my head off. Huh. But, yeah, if you are, like, at least 30, you've played the Oregon Trail at some point. And it was probably on a school computer when the only computer you ever had access to was at school. We all played it at some point. There was only like 3 games that existed on school computers, and the Oregon Trail was one of them. And yeah, Nintendo just remade, I don't know if Nintendo did it, but they just re-released, or released, whatever you want to put it, an updated, modern version of the Oregon Trail for the Switch. And it is everything that it should be. It really is. They kept all of the same sort of, the basic dynamic of the game, the basic playthrough. You build your group, you outfit, you know, you supply your wagon, make sure you've got plenty of ammunition and food and tools and spare parts and all, and medicine and clothes and all the things you need. Make sure you outfit your wagon and get on your way crossing the country to make your way to the Oregon coast to build a new life for yourself in Oregon. And, you know, cross the prairies and the mountains and the rivers and all of the things. And you've got to make it there before winter, whatever route you take. And yeah, it does all of the things that the classic game did, but they upped the graphics a little bit. There's some, you know, kind of animated cutscenes and things when you get into different forts and villages and towns and things like that. And they did some updating to the graphics and sort of the gameplay of the hunting and the fishing and made them sort of a little more modern in style. But it still kind of has a retro look to it. It doesn't, you know, they didn't drop it into the Unreal Engine, if you're aware what that is. You know, we don't have photorealistic Oregon Trail. It's still very much, it's styled to look like kind of a 16-bit game, like maybe Super Nintendo era looking game. It's really smooth. It's really clean. It looks modern enough without being so modern that it takes away from the game. It is exactly what it needs to be. The classic game just updated to look a little more current. That's it. And it is just fun. It just plays really well, and it's fun. And we played through it, and I put it on easy mode because I was like, okay, I haven't played the Oregon Trail in literally 30 years. So let's see how this plays. I remember this is a relatively long game to get through because you're, you know, going thousands and thousands of miles and all of the things that you got to do, and hunting and camping and fishing and repairing wagons and keeping people alive and, you know, random encounters with, you know, robbers and hunters and traders and whatever, you know. And so it takes a while. I didn't realize how long. And we ended up, we started the game in the middle of the afternoon, and it ended up taking us 8 hours, and we didn't even realize it had been 8 hours until I looked up at the time when we finally reached the end of the game. It was like, yes, we've made it to Oregon. And it's like, holy shit. It's been 8 hours. But I did it, and we did it almost on principle. Just like, no, we're going to keep going. It was like, hey, we're almost there. You know, it's like, we're at the last fort. We're almost there. We've got to get it. And of course, right before you get there, you fucking break a wagon wheel or some shit like that, or an ox breaks a hoof or something like that happens, you know, because that's just always the way it is. But that I played it on easy mode, and my wife and I were like tagging back and forth. I'd go make dinner and she'd play for me, and she's eating and I'm playing, and we just kind of kept tagging back and forth and taking turns. Unless it was time for hunting, because she couldn't do the hunting thing worth crap. So if there was any time we had to go hunting, it was my job. But all that aside, it was really fun. I highly recommend it. If you have a Nintendo Switch, and you have any kind of like nostalgia vibes at all, or you just want to like have your kids play it. I think I'd pop this down, put my kids on this the same as we were when we were kids, and make them sit there and play this game through. It was fun. That was it. It was just plain old fun, the way the game used to be, where it would suck hours of your life away. And if easy mode took me 8 hours to get through, I can only imagine how much harder the higher difficulty levels are. And it's not just a single playthrough. There are multiple journeys. There's a California Trail. There's a winter, the Bitter Winter or something, where you like have to get this one group where there's like a bunch of side missions and things that it offers for you to do that unlock different adventures throughout the game. And so there's a ton of things, and cataloging animals and fishing and collecting different fish and all that. There's so many different little things you can do. And so it's not just like a straight playthrough of, oh, you reached Oregon, that's it. I was like, no, there's a ton of other stuff to do, and side trails and different routes and different journeys to go on in the game after you've beaten the main game. And so it's really fun, and it's really worth, I honestly think it's like $30 on a Nintendo eShop. When I first saw that price, I was like, $30, that's for Oregon Trail, really? But now that we've played it, absolutely worth every penny. It's 100% worth $30. It's got tons of extra playthrough. Absolutely. I thoroughly intend to plop my kids in front of this and make them play it and let them get sucked into it and deal with having the concept of having to budget how, like, your food rations and the speed of travel with how much ammo do you have? How much axle grease do you have? How many spare parts do you have? How much medicine do you have? How much clothing do you have? Just all of the things. Like, okay, well, I've only got 12 bullets left. I straight up ran out of ammunition in an area, and the only thing that got me through it was the fact that I had been hunting very successfully up to that point and had like 700 pounds of food. I had a crap ton of food, but no ammunition. And so I just kind of had to forage for berries. Every time I came to a hunting spot, I just had to forage for berries. But I managed to make it. But I did. I did it. I successfully made it. And I didn't die. And nobody died of dysentery. Nobody got dysentery because every time they were like, oh, you need water. There's a little pond over there, but it's got some mosquito larvae in it. Hell no, no mosquito larvae for me. No dysentery for me. No dysentery or cholera or anything. Just a few broken legs. And somebody got shot in the gut because apparently there was a poorly stored rifle in the wagon somewhere. But all of that aside, Oregon Trail for the Nintendo Switch. Super fun game. Absolutely recommend. 100%. Play it. Play it. Yeah. Can you hear the music? I don't think you can hear. I don't know if you can hear the music. But I'm going to get out of here, and until next time, oddballs, thank you, and I hope I get better.